My name is Katia Rillian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Sandra Harvey, S-A-N-D-R-A, last name H-A-R-V-E-Y. This patient was a new patient, is a new patient referred by Dr. Beltre for CKD-3B evaluation. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Well, stage 3A. The patient presents with BUN of 28, creatinine of 1.24, and GFR of 49. There is evidence of selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 70 milligrams, period. There is no urinalysis available to examine the activities of the urinary sediments, period. There is also no available labs to calculate for non-selective proteinuria, period. This CKD is possibly related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, smoking, hyperlipidemia, period. However, hepatitis B plays a major role in this CKD. Due to potential renal tubular cell apoptosis secondary to Hep B, period. Period. The patient follows with Dr. Taruga, T-A-R-U-G-A, gastroenterologist in Okeechobee for the hepatitis B, and states she was told everything is normal, period. We will request the medical records from Dr. Taruga, T-A-R-U-G-A, to further assess the hepatitis B, period. For the proteinuria, we will investigate by ordering other workups, such as, other workups to rule out other potential conditions, such as autoimmune disorders, vasculitis, specifically PAN, P-A-N, which could derive from the hepatitis B, gammopathies, and so on, period. We will order a renal ultrasound to assess the renal structures, an abdominal ultrasound to assess the liver for cirrhosis, as well as a post-void pelvic ultrasound due to the patient's complaints of urinary incontinence, nocturia times 4, as well as urinary frequency, period. The post-void pelvic ultrasound will assess for incomplete bladder emptying or possible obstruction, a possible obstructive uropathy, period. The patient would greatly benefit from smoking cessation. We discussed our recommendations for her to quit smoking. However, she states she has no desire to do so at this time, period. We recommended that she try weaning off the cigarettes for now until she is able to completely stop, period. My patient states she had first heard of her kidney disease about 3 years ago. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks to review the lab work and and tests. Period. Next line, anemia. Her HNH on the most recent lab is 10.3 and 30.6%. However, the most recent lab was completed in August, so about 3 months ago. So we will order new iron studies for further evaluation. Period. The patient says she is currently taking new iron, 150 milligrams twice a day. We recommend continuation of that. She reports normal bowel movements with no problems. Period. Next line. Esophageal strictures. Patient reports history of narrowed esophageal requiring three interventions to enlarge, to stretch out the esophagus. Period. She follows with Dr. Taruga, T-A-R-U-G-A, for GI. Next line, proteinuria as per number one. Next line, nicotine dependence. We encourage her to quit. Next line, B12 deficiency with vitamin B12 of 359. Again, since this lab was completed 3 months ago, we will reorder the levels to further evaluate. If it is noted that she is B12 deficient, we will follow up with intrinsic factor antibody for further assessment. Next line, hyperlipidemia with stable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, osteoporosis on Prolia. Next line, depression on fluoxetine. Next line, aortic valve regurgitation. She follows up with her cardiologist. Next line, psoriasis. Next line, arterial hypertension with a arterial hypertension. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, left hip osteoarthritis. Slash cervical and lumbar spondylosis with spinal stenosis and disc herniation. L5 through S1. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with lab results and